Welcome to Know Your Rights with Ellen Firestone. Through this podcast series, you'll become educated on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and gain practical knowledge on how to apply what you learn in daily life. Listen and learn about each of the 30 articles and actions you can take to help promote and protect these human rights for yourself and others. Here's your host, United for Human Rights Ambassador and President's Volunteer Service Award recipient, Ellen Firestone.
Today we're going to learn about Article 27, Right to Cultural Life and Copyright. This article has two parts. One, everyone has the right freely to participate in the cultural life of the community, to enjoy the arts, and to share in scientific advancement and its benefits. Two, everyone has the right to the protection of the moral and material interests resulting from any scientific, literary, or artistic production of which he is the author. We have an amazing guest who will share her experiences with this human right. Nationally renowned painter and sculpture designer, Debbie Arambula. Debbie is affectionately identified by her art collectors as the heart artist. Her energetic use of exuberant colors expresses emotional energy that speaks to people in all walks of life. Named a contemporary master by art mogul David Goldstein, she has been recognized countless times for her mastery of color and signature style. With over a quarter of a century of experience creating highly regarded public and private art, she has been commissioned by thousands of people, and her paintings can be found in homes all over the world. Hi, Debbie. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we're going to get into this next human right, but before we do that, please tell us a little bit about yourself and how you began as an artist.
Okay. Well, I'm a mother and a grandmother, and I started painting when I was 35. I discovered that I had this talent. And shortly thereafter, I started doing art shows and just painting like a crazy woman. So I've got like over 10,000 paintings hanging in homes worldwide, and it's my passion.
Wow. That's awesome. This particular human right, obviously, it talks a little bit about our right to enjoy the arts. Why do you think it's important for a community or culture to be able to enjoy the arts?
Well, I think art is has a spiritual quality to it. So when something communicates to a person or resonates with them, it brings emotion to life, right? And so when you go and you see a mural that really impacts you, or you're in a park and you see a sculpture that, you know, that just is this beautiful thing coming out of the earth, I think that it's important to have art, because you look at music, painting, writing, movies, like all of that is like, imagine a world without art. Mm-hmm. Just for a second. Oh my God, that would be horrible.
Right.
So right. It's so important for kids to have art in schools. It's just vital.
Thank you. And so how do you promote this particular human right? Obviously, you do a lot, but if you could share a little bit about that.
Well, yeah. So one of the things that I did is I took my motorhome, my 31-foot motorhome, and after 2020, I was like, you know, I wanted to make a bigger impact on society. And I thought, why not take my art and wrap it around my RV so that as I'm doing these tours, because I do these tours, like I'm getting ready to go on a tour, a three-month tour in California and Arizona. Mm-hmm. And why not have this beautiful roaming sculpture that goes on the highway that just uplifts people? And so that's one thing that I do. Of course, I paint and I sell my art, and I've done public art. So I have my artists in public spaces. So Yeah.
That's great. What types of violations of this human right have you experienced and or observed?
Well, in my career, because I'm so prolific, I have a lot of images on the web, and every now and then I'll find people who are using my artwork and not giving me any credit. Uh-huh. And while I'm very giving and have donated to American Heart Association and hospice and many, many things, I feel that it's a violation of my right, my creative powers, to like have no acknowledgement. And I've also had people steal my images and then use them to make money from, where they've used it on these pots that one day my customer walked into a store and saw my art on a pot. And I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't license that. And so
Wow.
making money on my art. And it's, it makes me feel bad. Of course, it makes me feel good that people like my art, but not when they're using it and abusing my creativity.
Right. Well, that's a very important point of this particular human right, because it's not only enjoying the arts, but everyone has the right to the protection of their material. So, like you were saying, copyright is a very important portion of this human right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's one thing to give permission to someone, and it's another to have someone steal it or just even use it. I've had people, I mean, sometimes I can't look on the internet because if I Google my name and I find my images, let's say that somebody used my image and they're using it as their identity, right? Like, in other words, like it's in their Facebook page or they're using it on their blog or whatever. I understand it's a compliment, but it's not, because what about if that person does something that I don't agree with? Like if they're a drug taker or, something that doesn't align with me, now they're aligning my art to them, and that's upsetting.
Yeah, I totally understand. So one of the things we're doing during this whole podcast series, obviously we want to teach people about each of these human rights, but also let them know things they can do to promote or protect these rights. So can you give some ways that others can promote and or protect this particular human right on copyright and the right to enjoy the arts and culture?
Yeah, I think as an artist, I would say if you're an artist, get your art out there and promote it. There's so many ways to promote it. You can do art shows, you can be in a gallery, you can be in a museum, I mean, there's just so many avenues. So share it with others and make money at it, because it's an exchange that you're giving to somebody in exchange for energy for you to survive, and that's important. The other thing is, of course, you can hire lawyers, you can go on LegalZoom and you can go after these people. You can send out a cease and desist letter. You could even make profit on somebody who's using your art. So there's lots of ways to handle that. Did I answer all your questions?
Yes, thank you, Debbie. I personally think there's an artist in all of us.
Yes.
And how do you bring that out, or how do you get people to use that ability? Obviously there's different talent and
Oh.
all that, but use the ability, but also to promote this human right as something that should be enjoyed.
Yeah. Well, I think supporting the arts is a great thing. I think taking a paint class would be fun because you're working on something that a lot of people say, oh, I can only do stick figures, right? But I'm like, no, just come to my class and I don't do too many classes, but I don't provide those too often. But when they do, I get them to play with paint and color and rhythm and whatever it is that I'm pastels or whatever, paintbrushes, and it really revitalizes them. And when you enjoy the arts and you create that, whether it's cooking, whether it's in the way that you dress, whether it's in the way that you speak or carry yourself. I mean, you can look around and see gorgeous men and women that carry themselves as works of art. You can see how one person gets up a speaker and they just envelop the room with energy. That's an art form. So any kind of creativity is pretty is vital, because it stimulates your imagination and it gets you to validate that very special part of you that no one else is like you. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And then lastly, is there anything else you'd like to share about this or any of the 30 human rights? Do you have a favorite human right? Anything at all?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many great human rights. There's one that I've built an entire campaign around, which is, oh no, there's one that I use that is, we have the right to a free and fair world,
Yes.
right? And so I feel like that statement is so powerful because it incorporates all culture, all people, all ages. And I've created pieces of art that are dedicated just to that human right. And
Wow.
I love that. Yeah. It
That's
has a world.
fantastic.
little butterflies and dragonflies that represent people and cultures, and they're pulling the chain off the world. It's pretty awesome.
That's wonderful. Wow. So that's the next human right we'll go over. So maybe we'll bring you back and talk about that one.
Okay, great. Great.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Debbie, and keep spreading the love like you do.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much, Ellen.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll leave you with a quote by Pablo Picasso that ties to what Debbie said about art being spiritual. Picasso said, quote, "Art washes away from the soul the dust of everyday life," end quote. Art is an act of creation, and we are all creators. Help create a fair and free world by knowing, promoting, and protecting these 30 human rights.
Thank you for listening to Know Your Rights with Ellen Firestone. To learn more, visit thefirestone.org.